Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bud Bulling. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Johnson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Dade. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. And now, play ball. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bostock moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Bostock moves to third. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heil. The throw from Kendall and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bostock scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick takes first base on ball four. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heil scores. Cusick moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Twins. Bud Bulling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall strikes out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melton moves to second. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it and throws to third for the out. Spikes moves to second. One out. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bostock throws the ball into Randall, who tags Duffy trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Spikes scores. Pruitt moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pruitt. Heil reaches second base with a double. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Date hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Bud Bulling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bulling bunts towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to second. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to third. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Bulling settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Bulling. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spikes is hit by the pitch. Melton moves to second. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pruitt is hit by the pitch. Melton moves to third. Spikes moves to second. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Melton scores. Spikes moves to third. Pruitt moves to second. Two outs. It's Twins, 2, Indians, 2. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to third. Heil moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew scores. Heil scores. Cusick moves to second. It's 4-2, Twins. Bud Bulling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Date hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bostock. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Bostock steals second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bostock scores. It's 5-2, Twins. Don Hood now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hood fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hood. Ford moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy misplays the ball. That's an error on Duffy. Heil moves to second. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Cusick strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Heil moves to third. Two outs. Bud Bulling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bulling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heil scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Twins. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bulling moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 3 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Gorenski now playing left field. Lyman Bostock now playing center field. Jim Norris pinch hits for Fred Kendall. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larval Blanks pinch hits for Frank Duffy. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norris moves to second. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 3 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norris moves to third. Blanks moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Norris scores. Blanks moves to third. One out. It's 6-3, Twins. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Date strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ray Fosse now catching. Jim Norris now playing center field. Larval Blanks now playing shortstop. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Ford moves to third. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Carew steals second. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski strikes out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Cusick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pruitt. Cusick reaches second base with a double. Ford scores. Carew scores. It's 8-3, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Melton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Spikes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Twins. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pruitt hits a fly ball into left field. Gorenski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Rico Cardi pinch hits for Jim Norris. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi takes first base on ball four. John Lowenstein pinch runs for Rico Cardi. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. John Lowenstein now playing center field. Sid Monge now pitching. Bud Bulling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bulling takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Terrell bunts towards the mound. Monge fields it and throws to first for the out. Bulling moves to second. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-4 in the game. Randall hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Bostock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bulling scores. It's 9-4, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bostock. The throw from Fossey and he is out, Kuiper applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gorenski. Bell reaches second base with a double. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-4 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.